Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hurricane Ian taking aim at southwest Florida. The wind speeds at 155 miles an hour this morning, just below Cat 5 strength.
And you wonder what the government's going to do about that. The federal government, and I understand they're already in advance doing something about that. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen?
Hey, good morning. And we heard last night that the president and the Florida governor had spoken by phone. The press secretary said in a tweet that the two committed to continued close coordination. The president had previously reached out to the mayors of Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Clearwater, Florida. Now it seems as though the track is slightly further south, that Fort Myers is going to be the target of this storm as it approaches landfall later today. The National Hurricane Center is using the word catastrophic to describe the damage from this. 12 to 16-foot storm surge, wind damage that's expected to extend far inland into Florida through the next day or two. And the FEMA administrator yesterday entered the White House briefing room to say that she believes that Floridians are going to experience the impact of this storm for a very long time. In terms of what the steps that have already been taken so far, the federal government has pre-positioned supplies, including more than 3.5 million meals, more than 3.5 million liters of water, fuel, generators, all that will be necessary. Because we're talking about the kind of storm that will take out electricity for wide swaths of the state of Florida, and that will leave people in a situation for several days or more of no electricity, and they'll be in need of assistance. So the federal government says it's standing by.
This thing could slow down to 5 miles an hour. It could be over Florida for a day or two or more. So any visit, if the president, who typically goes into these zones after disaster, that would be maybe next week, next time, if that's being planned at this point.
There's no doubt it would have to wait, Paul. And the fact is that there's no plan at the moment. Remember, the president also has been asked whether he's going to visit Puerto Rico, which suffered this damage from Hurricane Fiona. That has not been arranged yet. So, and by the way, there have been questions about whether he would go down to Jackson, Mississippi, which has had to deal with the water crisis. No plans for that at the moment either. So it's hard to say when or whether the president would take any of those trips. But for the moment, the effort is to convince Floridians that the federal government will be lasting partners in this. And the officials down there say they certainly believe that and are looking forward to the assistance. And the concern also has been expressed that the people on the Gulf Coast of Florida who may not have experienced a direct hit like this may be complacent. So the call went out yesterday. The president himself said it, that folks need to evacuate when ordered. At the moment, it seems, it may be too late for some people to do that.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.